Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I'm intrigued just thinking about the prospects of something like this. Especially, by the way, the theater that was empty when I left the movie theater, because maybe they didn't like me.
I was thinking at the time, I need to really focus on this aspect, you know, the Oz, the time slips or whatever. And it was right after that, rather synchronistically, that someone who contributed articles to my Alternate Perceptions online magazine that very same day claimed that he had this really weird experience he had never had before. And so I asked him, you know, gee, please tell me what this was. And it was kind of like one of those experiences. And he consulted with another lady in Ohio. And this is Rick Helberg, by the way, who I'm sure you all know. and she had similar stories that she had heard over the years. So I contacted her. And, yeah, I've been intrigued with all these things. It's like a connect the dots thing to see where all these high strange kind of scenarios might lead us.
Well, that story almost sounds like that, this woman and her daughter were actually taken out of the flow of time, and that's why there wasn't anybody else around. The material world was still there, but everybody else was, continuing on the timeline, and they were left behind or ahead or what have you to have their strange experience.
There's really a lot of these stories, that exist out there, because that's one of the areas that Kiel also focused on. As well as Ginny, over in England. Ginny Randall. For some reason, Ginny Reeves hit my head, and I knew that wasn't right. Thank you. Ginny Randall's and her, research and what she called the Oz effect. She really was the one that really brought it, I think, really brought it out to all of us. And a lot of these UFO experiences, contact experiences, whatever, they do have those experiences too quite a bit. I know there was a gentleman that Tim Beckley introduced me to that I did an interview with and I got to meet. He was in Nashville. He was a country music singer who his experience, I think, was 1976 out in Las Vegas. And he was a country singer and actor, stuntman. And anyway, he had encountered, he was driving out in the desert, and he had been in Las Vegas before, and he was looking for a certain place he'd been to before. And I think he got lost, and while he was out there, and ended up having some kind of car trouble, so he stopped and put up the hood, and he had noticed this blimp type thing, and then there was these two beings that appeared, humanoid beings, and one of them approached him and communicated with him and produced this globe like thing in his left hand, and it started spinning, and I think increased in size, and he gave him a message, about how we were upsetting the balance of things with our nuclear explosions, which we hear from a lot of contact experiences. And then later on, he's in a building in Las Vegas telling some people about this and trying to get a drawing, I think, done at the time of what the alien looked like. And suddenly these two men who look like these aliens come in and start claiming they were from Sirius, and then they leave and they say, hey, we got to follow these guys, see who they are. They rushed out, went down this hall and out into the parking lot, and they were just ahead of them a ways. But as soon as they got outside, they went out in this parking lot, normally filled with cars, was just empty, and the guys were nowhere to be seen. And so you hear a lot of those those stories, really.
That gentleman was Johnny Sands.
Yes, Johnny Sands. And I was able to interview him a few years back when he was still alive at a fairgrounds in Nashville. He was performing there, and we went into this trailer and talked a while, did a little interview. Very, very interesting guy.
Well, the other interesting aspect of that story is that that building that you that he was in with a couple other guys, they were talking with him to I think that they were wanting to do like a, they claimed, a documentary about his experiences, even though he hadn't told anybody at the time. They just approached him out of the blue, took him to that building. They, you know, had this other strange experience. And then the next day when Johnny went back, the office that he had originally, so the office where they took him to, I mean, typical office, full furniture, bustling. When Johnny went back the next day, it was completely empty, cobwebs, didn't look like that anybody had been there for a long time. The security guard even said that, nope, nobody's been in here for quite a while. So another anomalous time effect, I guess.
Yeah, he had told me that story as well. There was a lot of different peculiar aspects to that account. Yeah, that's interesting. Thanks for bringing that up, too.
So, you know, we have people who are really interested in the whole UFO phenomena, but these kind of stories just really make them mad. You know, the paranormal aspects, the high weirdness. I mean, they just want to hear, you know, that UFOs are extraterrestrials from other planets. I mean, you know, what would you say to somebody like that who's just like, you know, all of this weird stuff, I just don't want to hear it?
Well, it, I've had that experience quite often, and all you can say is, well, you know, I find that there's enough people, credible-seeming people, that have had these experiences, and I think they deserve study. But, you know, everybody's got to pursue whatever angle or aspect best suits them. I think every, you know, as Dr. Schwartz used to tell people, come on in, the water's fine. You know, if you want to be the physics, nuts and bolts, whatever, go at it. But I'm going to pursue these other areas too, the alternative areas, the consciousness, the parapsychological, whatever, you know, that also seem to be a part of some of these cases. You know, you can't please everybody, so, you know, you got to please yourself.
Sounds like an old song from Ricky Nelson.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Yes. But so anyway, I for my book on John Keel, I was interested in getting other people's perspectives, and I interviewed quite a number of people who had known him. Rosemary Ellen Guiley wrote the foreword, and I also interviewed her. She had known Keel quite well. And Dr. Michael Grosso, and his former literary agent, Sandra Martin. I also interviewed her, Brad Steiger, Dan Dresden, who was mentioned several times in The Mothman Prophecies.
Before we list more of the people that you interviewed, it sounds like you hit on a great number to get that information about John Keel. You didn't call me, though. But I won't hold that against you. Hey there, folks. I'd like to remind all of you that Brent will be back on the After the Paracast podcast. That's available exclusively if you're a subscriber to our streaming service. That's the Paracast Plus. We've got Brent Rains, Gene Steinberg, and Tim Swartz. All this means is we all get together and gather and hear the words, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
As I said, Brent, I'm not holding it against you that you didn't contact me about my experiences with John Keel. It doesn't matter. We'll talk about them on the air.
Yes, by all means. And, you know, I said I might write a second book, so fire away.
I think I mentioned this before on the show a few times. how we first met John Q. Once again, this is going back to mid-60s. I'm working with Jim Moseley at Saucer News, 303 Fifth Avenue, that place we mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And John Keel walks in. He's writing an article for Playboy on UFOs, because Playboy had more than just pictures of scantily clad women or unclad women. It had articles. They tried to have intellectual pieces. The article was never written, but Keel had lots of material that he could use for his books and articles in other places. That's how I first met him.
Yeah, that article eventually got assigned to Dr. Hynek, taken away from Keel. But he did go to the Pentagon, spent about 2 hours, and he had a write-up about that encounter that he had at the Pentagon with someone representing the Air Force position on UFOs. I remember he said that the Air Force person tried to dissuade him from saying there was nothing to it, Keel. You're just wasting your time, and there's nothing to it. And Keel said, well, I know there is something to it, because I've seen one of them. And so anyway, they kind of locked horns.
What about you, Brent? Have you had any UFO experiences?
I have seen lights at a distance that I thought were odd, but unfortunately, doggone it, I have not had one of those where the classic disc with the dome comes landing and I get to go over and you know, touch it, kick it, whatever, because I might get burned like Steve Michalak did up there in Canada, so, there's a hazard to that, but everything has been at a great distance and all I could see was like a light, you know.
But even from a distance, it seemed odd.
Yeah, I kind of wondered about it, you know, and now I've had an experience that I've had synchronicities, I've had, of course I had the EVPs, but I also had an experience back in the fall of 75 when I was quite active, and the way it happened, I know that it's, it was more like a, it kind of reminds me of what someone called trance logic, the way it panned out. I was interested in the, I was kind of going into an existential crisis at the time, and I was looking at these events as religious phenomena and wondering if it was a battle of good and evil. You know, you've heard that before. So, you know, I was hearing different versions of, you know, people telling me this and telling me to think this way and do this and so on. So I eventually said, Creator, can you just, you know, show something that I can relate to that'll give me some kind of understanding what this is about, you know. And so a couple nights later, I'm crawling into bed, a little after 11 o'clock. And I'm really tired, and I'm not even thinking about UFOs or anything. I'm just thinking about getting a good night's sleep. And usually when I crawl into bed, I crawl right under the covers, and I'm on my side or on my stomach. And on this particular occasion, as soon as I was getting into bed, next thing I knew, I really thought I was walking toward back out of the bedroom. It was a long room, maybe about 20 foot, and my bed was at one end, the door to the hallway was at the other end, and so I'm seeing myself going toward the door, which was open with the light on in the hall. My mother was already in bed in the next room. My father was getting ready to go to bed. He was in the bathroom. And so I walk about midway, or I thought I was walking, and suddenly I stop. And in my mind, I know that it's someone who's behind me, and they stopped me, which makes, that's, you know, it's trance logic. It didn't make any sense. That's the thing of trance logic. I was just like, yeah, okay, they stopped me. In reality, my normal reaction would have been, who's stopping me? Look around, you know. question this. So anyway, I continue to look toward the door in the open to the hallway. no question, that's where I was, I guess, supposed to focus my attention, because all of a sudden there were all these, looked like hundreds of small, pulsating, translucent or transparent white balls of pulsating light. And they seem to be spinning around, and they come down near the floor, and they seem to be clustering together into the form of, look like a small four-legged animal. And next thing I know, I'm laying on my bed staring at the ceiling, which would be kind of odd for me because, you know, normally I crawl into bed and, like I say, I jump in and I'm under the covers, and but I'm laying on top of the bed staring at the ceiling on my back. One of the things I had asked, you know, 2 days before was, you know, Creator, whatever you show me, I don't want to be scared. Can you, I don't want to have any fearful reactions. Well, in this experience, it was just an experience of acceptance. There was actually no emotion at all. I was just observing what was happening. And it happened very quickly. I mean, you know, it was no missing time that I could detect. My father came out of the bathroom, and I followed him downstairs, and I told him what had happened. And he said, well, you had a dream. And I said, well, it doesn't normally happen like that, you know. But that was, you know, and that kind of was like what a lot of people have, you know, contactees I've been interviewing in my travels have described, things that, you know, were almost visionary-like and such. And since it was a religious thing, I thought that it was kind of like a vision. And but I was perceiving this some kind of like intelligent energy or something. And so years later, I was reading Jung, and I thought about this, and I wanted to pursue something he described, a kind of a meditation where you just allow yourself to try to dissociate yourself from like the left brain and just observe. And so I was watching all these inner pictures and so on flashing before my eyes, and pretty soon I went to sleep. And during the night I was back in that bedroom in Maine, and there were people walking around, and I was feeling kind of uncomfortable about, you know, who are these people? And then my mother, this is feedback from me.
Huh. You know what? You'll have more feedback with Brent and Tim and Jean in a moment. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
USA Radio News. Charges have been dismissed against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in relation to the Flint water crisis. He's the eighth person to have a case thrown out in the scandal after a unanimous opinion from the state Supreme Court over the summer ruling a one-person indictment is not proper. Carrie Lake challenging her defeat in the Arizona gubernatorial election from last month. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Katie Hobbs, the state's Democratic Secretary of State. The vote count between the two candidates was outside the margin needed to trigger an automatic recount. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin forces have turned the city of Bakhmut in the eastern part of his country into ruins. Russian President Vladimir Putin focusing on the four Ukrainian provinces that he has claimed to have annexed into the Russian Federation. Twitter is being sued for not paying for private flights for one of their executives. The case is in federal district court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Friend, I want to go back to your original experience and you're trying to go to sleep or something. You sure this wasn't a sleep paralysis kind of event?
Well, no, I can't say what it was, really. That's for long, you know, it was something that I was, I found intriguing. You know, for years I'd tell different people. I didn't really speak of it because it was so different from what ufologists generally talk about. But, you know, the memory of it never went away. I even told John Keel about it at one time. And what he told me was simply that 1975 was also a very busy UFO year, busier, he felt, than 73. But anyway, in a few years ago, 2018, 2019, I did this meditation, and that night I had this dream about being back in the room, and there were these people there, made me feel uncomfortable. Then my mother appeared in about the center of the room where this experience in my dream-like state, but it was very vivid, had occurred. And I went up and hugged her. She was, she had died years before. And then right after that, there was a woman who claimed to be quite psychic. She and her sister live in Nashville. They're from Texas originally. And her mother had an experience with an alien being that landed outside her house in 1957. That experience changed the mother and also changed the way that the daughters looked at things. And they all developed at a psychic level. And so she wrote me and said, Brent, I just had a strange dream. You were in it. And in the dream, you came to the house with some people as a TV repairman. And my mother, who's been dead for years, was also there. And there was like a comic thing between you and her. And she could actually she was saying that your wife is going to be okay. You had some concern about that. And my wife has COPD, and I was concerned at the time. But anyway, I thought it was real interesting that, you know, these two mother dreams came together like that. And later on, there was somebody else who described having her mother, deceased mother, appear to her in a dream. And she said, and she first wrote to me, this woman that I'd interviewed before, who lives out in Missouri, that in her dream, there was this, she was in this room and there were people crouched down on the floor, and she was the only one standing, and there was glass all around her. And it seemed like the sun or something was about to explode, and her deceased mother appeared to her and wrapped her arms around her and said, I don't want you to feel you're alone. And then there was this bright burst of light. And she woke up and said she had a sunburn. She says, how do you get a sunburn from a dream? But I thought it was just interesting that, again, we had the mother and, you know, deceased mother in the dream. But this lady who first, you know, contacted me about this, there had been a number of times where she would, you know, come up with things that related synchronistically with what I was working on at the time. So, and I've had that with some other people, this kind of synchronistic things. And so it's just interesting. It's not sure what it all means, or, you know, it's just part of it. And I remember Dr. Swartz saying something about if you're not having synchronicities, you're not quite getting there. So
you're not doing it right.
Not doing it right.
Well, you tend to think here synchronicities, it could be a poor simple coincidence. And maybe we're reading too much into things, or I'm just giving you the devil's advocate view here. Or something weird happens, and that's probably true with a lot of us, or we get things right, and we don't realize the 99 times that it was all wrong or had no meaning. We remember where it did. So it seems like there's a trend.
Yeah, I know. You have to play the devil's advocate in all of this, and believe me, I look for the patterns, the coincidences. It'd be nice if we had just a piece of the saucer, and we could take it to a lab and finally confirm, yes, it's not of earthly material, you know, or find one of these portals and walk through it ourselves and hopefully come back and tell the story. But, you just have to, you know, wonder. There was, like I say, there were other really surprising coincidences. Some of this EVP, someone said maybe that's kind of like a synchronicity too. But like I say, John Keel coming through an AM radio over and over, that was just weird.
And fortunately, there was no engineer there to cut him off.
Well, I don't know if I wanted an engineer there to cut him off. But anyway, I would like to have heard more, but, you know, it identifying yourself as John Keel and, you know, saying Bigfoot and Jadu and stuff, as intriguing as it was, it didn't really provide me with, you know, hard answers. Intriguing, it just showed to me that there was like, it seemed like an intelligent, interactive response. But like a lot of these phenomena, it doesn't lead you to deeper conclusions. Other than perhaps it's like a trickster phenomenon. Maybe the trickster is a teacher of sorts, and they don't like you to really know their true identity.
Well, I think if someone said, hi, I'm John Keel, I would think, if I'm hearing a voice, first I'm imagining it. If I'm not, how do I know you're John Keel? And I've had interactions with John Keel, so if I really heard from him from the other side, I would know it because whatever that entity was would repeat or remind me of those experiences.
Well,
I hope then, anyway.
You might think that now, but, you know, even Keel said that, you know, he had had someone who recorded a psychic medium, and there was a personality that came through that was, the guy said, was identical. He was convinced it was this person, but Keel said, how do you know? They, you know, these things can mimic, you know, what we, identities or whatever. And, certainly I got what I asked for. You know, I wanted to hear from John Keel, and it started coming through. But, you know, and I've talked with Keel on the phone. I still don't know if it's, I can't say that it's really Keel or a pretty impressive imitation.
Hey, clarify, you talk with Keel on the phone while he was still alive or what?
Yeah, while he was still alive, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would assume then that chances are nobody's coming around to imitate John Keel, and the person you talked to was probably him or he.
Could be, could be. And, you know, John Keel had an experience, it seems, that he left out of the Mothman Prophecies, where he mentions this Joe guy who was a longtime friend of his. That, in fact, he was best man at his wedding in 1950. And this came about from actually tracking down Dan Drazen, who's mentioned in Mothman Prophecies a number of times. He was there at Keel's apartment when the news came through the television about the collapse of the Silver Bridge on December 15th, 1967. And because they were waiting for, Keel thought he was going to be another prophecy about a power blackout that night. And instead, it came over the television about a collapse of a bridge on the Ohio River.
We will talk more about that collapse, the Silver Bridge, with Brent, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is me, the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
We're talking, of course, about the Silver Bridge, Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Am I correct?
Right. You're correct. And Dan Dresden...
Just write that down, folks, because it doesn't happen too often.
You know, of course, a number of people had felt that there was going to be some kind of disaster on the Ohio River. The newspaper reporter, Mary Heyer, when it happened, she said, you know, Akil finally reached her early the next morning because the phone lines were all messed up. She told him that it was just like her dream of Christmas packages on the Ohio River. There were 46 people who perished from that collapse of the bridge. And that seemed to pinpoint that that was the disaster that had been coming through from various people. Anyway, this Dan Dresden sent me a copy of a letter that Keel wrote him later. You know, they were both in the apartment that night, and Joe was a witness to this friend of Keel's named Joe, who came to his house. He hadn't seen him in years. And they even went to a Jim Moseley talk in downtown New York together, and they also went out to eat. And he was at his apartment that evening. He said he was a big guy with a powerful handshake. But then later on, Keel met this guy's wife in Macy's. He said, "Oh, hey, you know, how you doing? And I met your husband a while ago." And she said, "Well, John, he passed away of a heart attack." He says, "Oh, no." So she says, at some point there, "Well, when did this happen?" And she says, "July 1965. And he says, "No, you must be wrong. I saw him in December 1967, you know, a little over 2 years later." And she said, no, John, don't you think I was there for the whole thing. I was there when he passed, when, you know, the funeral and everything. I know when he died." Anyway, Keel wrote to Dan Dresden and said, "Well, I have had a lot of sleepless nights since then. This really, really seemed to bother him." And then somebody else I met, an investigator from Maryland, had talked with him at the 2003 Mothman Festival, and they did the unveiling of the statue there in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Keel told this story also to this man, and he said, well, "John, isn't that a very remarkable experience? What do you think of it?" And he said that Keel said, "It hurts my brain too much to think much of it." You know, it seemed to really bother him.
You know, when you look at things like that, you wonder, number one, what about the possibility of doppelgangers, that there is a physical match to you? And I've seen articles where you see two people from different parts of the world who really look very close to one another, and they meet, and it gets to be very interesting. So we know there is a possibility of a genetic duplicate or something close. Of course, with me, it would be a worse nightmare to find a second one of me. So don't even assume that. That's one possibility. One possibility is somebody's punking him and pretending to be this guy, and maybe they put on makeup or they look similar to this guy. But to actually have dinner with somebody who's been dead for a while, that sounds like the Twilight Zone.
Yes. Well, or maybe it's the many worlds quantum hypothesis there. There's duplicates of us out there. But the thing was that Keel talked with him for several hours and did all these things with him, and they had so much conversation that he said this guy had all of Joe's memories. Of course, now a lot of people would have seen this. There was a tragedy here, and suddenly a friend who is dead comes to you that very day and shows you that there's life after death. I've visited you from the beyond, you know, and they would have been excited, because John Keel is a lifelong atheist. He had trouble with that, because his idea of the ultra-terrestrials, the elementals, they were tricky and deceptive, and it just really seemed to bug him. But a lot of people would have looked at that and started going to church, I guess.
Because John Keel had a great sense of humor. Maybe the entire story is something he made up?
Well, I can't say. I have passed it on because it was so intriguing, and Dan Drazen was there. He also visited West Virginia in 67 four times and was even going to do a documentary, and he experienced some of the things that Keel did down there. Dan Drazen was quite puzzled by it. He seemed to believe it. Certainly with Dan Drazen, a lot of people had a lot of faith in him, because I know I talked to Jeffrey Mishlove, who does the New Thinking Aloud. He's known Dan Drazen for about 31 years, and he says if Dan Drazen says he met this guy and, you know, all that. So unless it was some sort of elaborate trick, yeah, of Keel's, I would hate to think that Keel would do something like that. But if you're going to be objective and look at all sides of the coin.
Well, I think it's fair to do that in something like this. It's just so weird to think about it. Well, of course, it could be the duplicate from the fifth dimension or something, whatever dimension they're from. And they come here and they interact and they leave, but they have the overall awareness of who and what they are. And they just want to see whether they'd be accepted. As I said, with Keel, I would think of him alone, not somebody else involved, that he might have made up the whole story. As I said, when you add other people into the mix, that is too weird for words.
It's very weird. And I tried to find if there was someone that might have been at that Jim Moseley talk back in December 15th, 1967. I checked with Alan Greenfield. I checked with Rick Hilberg. And I checked with Tim Beckley. I didn't check with Gene Steinberg, though. You weren't there.
I went briefly to the big convention he did, but I left New York in 1966, and I did not return to New York except for occasional visits till then. I didn't actually physically live in the New York, New Jersey area again till 1976.
Yeah.
So we have my missing decade, which sounds to me like a story, The Case of the Missing Decade, coming near you on Netflix. Only I don't subscribe to Netflix, so I don't know if Netflix would buy it. I mean, if they want to buy it, they can call me after the show and I can cut such a deal. Listen, we're about to run out of time here, Brent. We're going to have you stick around for some more discussion for the After the Paracast podcast. But for the regular episode, can you tell our listeners, if they want to know more of what you do, where do they check you out?
It's Alternate Perceptions, and I can be found at apmagazine.info. We put out an online magazine at that site once a month on the first of each month, and we have interviews and articles and my column, Reality Checking, and we try to present fresh new accounts and information and ideas and cover the full spectrum.
We have a full spectrum of stuff when you visit our center on Twitter. We're known as the Paracast. I can't say how long we're going to be there, because with Elon Musk now the owner, and he's doing really crazy, wacky things, or maybe that's just to get interest in the thing. You know, he does something controversial, and of course he gets reported. So maybe there's madness behind his method of madness. Who knows? We're also on Facebook. We have two areas, a fan club and a regular group. And unfortunately, they will not allow us to put the Paracast.com on their site. I know that Tim Swartz with ConspiracyJournal.com has the same problem. Why don't they like us? You'll like to check out branded merchandise for Paracast listeners over at the Paracast.shop. Once again, that's the Paracast.shop. And especially, we want you to subscribe to our streaming service, the Paracast Plus. Go to the Paracast.plus to sign up in seconds. We feature this show free of the network ads, plus the After the Paracast podcast, where you never know what's going to happen next. By the way, Brent Rains will be back on that for further discussion uncensored. Go to the Paracast.plus. If you use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, we give you a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime subscriptions at Paracast.plus. Brent Rains, always glad to hear from you. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Ah, thank you, Gene.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.